Wake up in the morning.
You're listening to Holly and Neera, the podcast. Wake up when
you want you. I like the gossip.
I like the humor in it.
It puts you in a good mood. 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Here are your hosts, Holly and Neera.
Hey, thanks for checking out Holly and Neera, the podcast. The new sickness that can be avoided just by sitting on the couch and doing nothing. You're welcome. Plus the reason that everybody is going to Europe. Have you noticed on Instagram and stuff, all your friends? Why are they going to Europe? There is a reason and it's very smart. To get it going though, the key to a healthy relationship is doing it with another couple. That's right. Take a listen.
Holly and Neera.
Virgin.
Well, it turns out the key to a happy relationship is doing it with another couple. I am talking about going on a double date.
Nah.
Not that kind of doing it with another couple, although, hey, you do you, boo, whatever you've got going on, great.
No judgment.
Absolutely not. Also, thruples are trending for 2023.
Mm.
So,
okay.
If the double date thing doesn't work out, go with that. This is according to a brand new study that just came out. Psychologists say going on a double date is like one of the best things you can do for your relationship, especially if you are in a long-term relationship or a marriage. Because psychologists say as soon as you hang out with another couple, it makes you feel liked as a person. It makes you feel liked as a couple. Like, oh, they want to go out for dinner with us? Like, oh, maybe we are a cool couple. And you get to see your partner through other people's eyes again. And it kind of like rekindles your entire relationship. Like, yeah, you may have heard the story that your husband is about to tell 48,000 times. But when you hear other people laughing really hard to the story, you're like, he is funny. I do like him. We are good. He's good. I love this. Like, it's all good.
Yeah. And that, even hearing you say it like that does sound really, like, really good, you know? And
you get, like, reminded. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like, because real life gets in the way of, like,
totally.
How you used to be, the two of you. Do you even
totally.
Have time for each other anymore? Like, it's normal, but it's like, it's nice.
Yeah, and if you're going out, like, we have a couple of friends that we do this with sort of a few times a year, a couple times a year,
oh,
or whatever.
Do what with, Scott?
Double date.
Oh, dinner. Okay.
And, yeah, dinner. And but you inevitably end up talking about stuff like parenting or, like, you know, the,
yeah,
whatever
work.
Struggles you're sort of having.
Boo.
And it's like, oh, yeah, we have that too. And it's like a stressful thing between us too, right? And you're like, oh, okay, like, it's not just us that are so, like, weighed down by everything in life right now. It's everyone.
Right. It's like when you see, as a parent, when I see another kid, like, on the floor having a tantrum at the store, I'm like, yes! Yes! Like,
well,
it just
no.
Makes
of us.
Totally. One of us. Like, it just makes me feel like, okay, I'm not the only one.
Totally.
You know, that is true. And they say it doesn't even matter, like, how close the couple is that you go on a double date with. Just go out as a couple with another couple and just sort of, like, you know, have fun and ask questions and, like, just, like, I don't know, you'll be all rekindled.
No, totally. I love that. I also love if we go out as a couple, like, meeting other couples, you know? Like, whether if you're sitting at the bar and they're like, oh, are you guys out, like, parents' night out? Yeah, us too. And then you kind of get talking together.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you go to those parties, you know, where you put your key in the bowl and you just sort of see what happens. And that's
right,
like,
yeah.
You know, it's all good. Rekindles.
Those are trending for this year too, Scott. Go for it.
Holly and Neera.
What is the reason that everybody is going to Europe? I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a trend. You've noticed it on Instagram. Everyone's posting, going to Europe, going to London, got a ticket, going to London, going to Europe, going to Amsterdam, going to Germany. I'm like, why is everybody going to Europe? Then I read an article about it. Everybody is going to Europe to see their favorite concerts because concert tickets in Europe are still a normal price. This is for real. So people are like, you know what? I can go see whoever, Beyonce, in Frankfurt for $100, you know, add on a flight and whatever. Then I'm going to see Europe. I'm getting a little trip. I'm getting to see the artist I want to see. And that's why everyone's going to Europe.
It's really kind of brilliant when you think about it, you know, for
yeah.
the cost of a ticket here, you get a ticket and a trip.
Okay.
Right.
So our producer Scott and Darren are here. Okay, so Taylor Swift tickets is a great example. Taylor Swift tickets right now, the closest she's coming is Seattle, okay, in the summer. I looked up tickets. The cheapest ticket right now on StubHub is $864 US. And
okay.
This is one ticket in the nosebleeds, okay? So say you're going with a pal, whatever
sure.
that is. I can't do the math. What is,
it's $1,700.
Okay, good.
Call it.
Okay, WestJet right now has flights. WestJet has flights Vancouver to London in May, $680 return.
Yeah. So cheaper than the ticket.
So you could fly there and back and see the show for the same price that you're just seeing the show in Seattle. And you get to go to Europe.
Yeah.
You get a little trip.
Yeah, this is the problem with Vancouver and, you know, maybe at large Canada. Is
it's all it's North America.
It's so expensive here.
One lady paid $4,000 to see Taylor Swift's opening night of her concert the other night in wherever it was, Arizona. $4,000.
It's insane.
So I'm thinking, you know, why not?
Yeah, that makes sense. You get a vacation.
That's right, Darren.
I think it's a good idea to and I've met a couple at U2 who are from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And this was in Dublin, and they were like, well, you know, we follow the band and we make this our holiday. This is our big trip and we go to see a concert. So I think it's a nice idea to have a concert and a trip together. Yeah.
So you would base your trip then around when the concert is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend. Remember when Hamilton first came out in New York, the musical Hamilton?
Of course, yeah, it's huge.
And you put your name in and it was like a lottery.
Yeah.
And people were booking their whole like year around the cave. We're going to Hamilton in August. Like they had their whole year planned around Hamilton tickets. So I guess this is what you do. If you got Beyonce tickets like third row for like $200 like
right
in Europe somewhere.
Yeah. And I get that it can feel a little bit like, oh my gosh, you love that artist so much that you're like, that's a little bit crazy fandom. But I also think like it's kind of a cool way to like add on to your trip. It's like now you have this experience that you're making for yourself. You have something to look for. Hey, why are you going to Europe? Well, we're going to see Beyonce, but we're also going to do a bunch of other things too.
Yeah, we're going to see a bunch of towers, like, but
a part of the trip. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And it's honestly, you could almost save money. Guys, we're saving money.
Yeah.
You're up. Sure. Here we come.
Holly and Neera. And now, The Biz with Neera.
Neera's off. I'm Holly filling in. Katy Perry, so not cool. Katy Perry busted mom shaming a contestant on American Idol. That is today's top biz story.
I got the eye of the
Katy Perry, not roaring at all for another woman. Another mom who showed up on American Idol and everybody's talking about it. This woman who came and sang in front of the judges, her name is Sarah Beth. And she's 25 years old, but she looks very young. Like, she looks like she could be in high school, this Sarah Beth girl. And then she told them, actually, I have three kids, because they couldn't believe that she was like, I'm 25. They're like, no, you're not. And she's like, and I have three kids. And then this is what happened.
My name is Sarah Beth, and I'm 25, and I'm from California.
You cannot be 25. What are you saying?
Yes, 25.
No, 16. I mean, come on.
Bless, you guys are my favorite. I have three kids, so that's like,
get away from here. What are you saying?
If Katy lays on the table, I think I'm going to pass out.
Three kids.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much.
You know.
Dude.
A little cringy.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much? Was she S-shaming this young mom who's married with three children?
Yeah.
Trying to go for her dream of being a singer?
Yeah, it kind of feels like that. And even if she didn't mean it that way, it don't matter. Because you said it.
I agree. It's gross, and it sucks that it's coming from Katy Perry. It sucks that she loves Katy Perry. This girl's like, love you. I love you guys. And now that's what Katy Perry says to her. And this is coming from a woman to another woman. Like, it's just, it's not cool. Sarah Beth went to her TikTok after to comment about it. And she said it was really embarrassing that it happened on TV. She said it was really hurtful. She said, I think that women supporting and uplifting other women is so cool. Mom shaming is super lame. I think it's hard enough to be a mom and it's hard enough to be a woman. And then she shouted out and thanked other young moms just like her for their support. And she did get through to the next round. She has a very beautiful voice. So we'll see what happens if Katy apologizes. By the way, Luke Bryan like fully laughs at the end when Katy says that thing to you. Like, it's just, it's very gross.
Yeah. And preach, Sarah Beth. You know, way to go and stand
Poor
up
thing.
For what you feel. Like standing up to people like Katy Perry.
Very intimidating. Who,
totally. And could have a say in like how this whole thing goes.
100%.
You know?
100%.
So good for her. I hope she does really, really well.
So do I. And I'm not sure if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but Tom Cruise has not seen his daughter Suri since 2012. What? Well, that was the last time Tom Cruise was photographed with his daughter Suri. That's the daughter that he had with Katie Holmes, his ex.
Mm-hmm.
since 2012. Katie got full custody when they split. By the way, Suri is 16 now.
It's unreal.
16, she's driving.
I'm picturing her as like a little toddler, like walking around when she was in the tabloids and everything, right?
No, totally.
Man.
They were, she was six when her parents got divorced, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Katie got full custody when they did get divorced. All the inside sources say Tom has no relationship at all with Suri Cruise. And that he chose Scientology over his child.
Yeah. I mean, you know I love Tom Cruise. I'll stand in the Nira gap and say that, like, I love him because I do. And I love Top Gun and all of that wonderful stuff. But then I hear this and I'm like, man, you know, it takes a lot of the shine off of him.
Well, he's deep in Scientology. He's up there in the Scientology world. I want to know, what about the kids that he adopted with Nicole Kidman? Like, does he ever see them?
You know,
I
have no idea, but I'm going to guess it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because part of the reason that Nicole Kidman wanted out is because of all of that same stuff.
Yeah.
And she's probably trying to protect her kids in the same way that Katie Holmes is.
Mm-hmm. Imagine the NDA that Katie Holmes and Nicole Kidman had to sign.
Oh, man.
She's ironclad.
Totally.
But let's just say they'll never worry about money.
Probably not.
But that sucks for his kids.
Yeah.
Brutal. And this is so exciting. I don't know if you watched the show, but I am pumped. I loved the show when it was on. Kiefer Sutherland says he's open to come back as Jack Bauer on 24. Did you have this as your ringtone on your phone?
You bet I did.
So
I was so deep into 24. I could talk 24 lore with you for hours, Holly. I love 24.
Remember the opening? So stressful. Amazing. The show 24, it was on for 9 seasons, by the way.
Groundbreaking.
Ended in 2010, and Kiefer Sutherland was recently asked, like, do you think you would ever come back as Jack Bauer? People loved you on 24. He's like, 100%. I loved the character. I loved playing him. I loved the idea of the show that each episode was 1 hour in real time, and he had to beat the clock every time. And he said it was one of the greatest experiences he's ever had filming a show, so he'd love to do it.
I don't think that any of us, it's one of those roles that he's like so become.
Yeah.
That, like, you can't look at him and not think, oh, there's Jack Bauer.
I actually thought that was his name for like 2 years. I was like, there's Jack Bauer. Oh, he's a real human. Yeah. Well, is that actor's name? I thought it was Jack Bauer.
Sure. I think he's probably okay with that.
I'm sure he is. Anyway, fingers crossed. We'll see. I'm Holly, and that's The Biz.
Holly and Neera.
Virgin Radio.
The new sickness that can be avoided just by sitting on the couch. You are welcome. Gross. Okay, the new sickness is a virus. And this is real, by the way. This is not making me, I'm not making this up. This is real, okay? The new sickness is a virus, and the virus is called the exercise flu.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
And it's from doing that, working out too much when you're not eating enough carbs for your body. And doctors say this new exercise flu is trending right now because of things like keto and paleo that are like so hot right now. But if you eat keto and paleo, those diets are super low in carbs, and carbs are what your body needs. It's like carbs are your body's primary energy source.
Yes.
So what happens if you're not having enough carbs for your body, the right kinds of carbs, and you're pushing your body super, super hard, you leave your muscles without enough fuel in them, and it can make you sick, like really sick, and you can get something called the exercise flu. And it's just like a real flu. You feel like crap. Some people have a fever. You are super tired and fatigued. Like, you are like, I cannot get out of bed. And that is called the exercise flu.
Huh. It goes to show, because you hear this talked about all the time. Like, I heard it said, I'm like not a nutritionist or, you know.
Really?
Like, but it's like, oh, the muscles are like made in the kitchen and then they show up at the gym.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
And it's like, if you don't, because I like going to the gym, but I don't like eating well. You know?
Right.
But I do notice that if I like don't, if I eat like how I normally eat, like cereal for 3 meals a day, and then I go to the gym, I'm like, man, I'm way sorer than I would normally be afterwards.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I mean, the professionals know about the right kind of carbs for your body, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do know that, like, if you, there's certain thing where you like work out and your body turns, it will burn like fat on your body, but sugars, I don't, there's like a whole thing behind the whole science behind it. But basically, this makes sense to me, but the solution, of course, is so simple.
Yeah.
Eat carbs.
Yes.
The good kinds of carbs for your body. You know, maybe just stay on the couch. Like, my friend Molly just broke her ankle running, and I was like, girl, if you were sitting on your couch, Your ankle would be fine. She's like, damn, you're right.
Holly and Neera.